Swinging a friend. Dudes travel down the roads and roads again. Dudes, you're an oods and an oods and oods.
Oods and oods, oods, oods.
And if you threw an oodsie, and you invited every oods you oods.
Take it, Mikey.
Oods, oodsie. The biggest oods would be from oods. And the oods are oods, oods, oods.
Thank you for being an oods.
Bring it out.
No, no, oods.
Like, no, now it's the extended version of the song and had another one.
Well, that's him having coffee at the table.
Oh, yeah, you're good. The cart cut out to the house outside. There was an extended version of the Golden Girls theme song, though. Very rarely did they ever play it. I mean, it must have been like a particular season thing, but there is like another.
We're a very short episode.
Yeah, I think it was just like any time they're like, oh, this episode's like a minute short. Fuck, we'll throw the extended mix in there. Yet, oddly enough, it's one of the harder things I've found to find on YouTube.
The extended Golden Girls theme song?
Mm. Yeah, I feel like it's harder to find that.
I don't know if I've ever looked for it.
I feel like I've looked for it a couple times and I always come up short. I always end up getting disappointed. Like, yes, I know I've listened to the original 88 times, but I just want the one that has an extra verse that isn't nearly as catchy.
All the times I've just posted that on people's Facebook walls for their birthday. And I've never looked.
I assume enjoy Golden Girls, though I run into
not 100% sure if they do.
I run into a surprising amount of people who don't like Golden Girls, and I have to assume it's all completely unironic too. Like, you know, like, oh, I hate Golden Girls. It's a show about old women. Who could find that funny? I'm like, you just need to watch it. It's hysterical.
As a joke, I was gonna be like gay guys, and that's like, no, that's gay guy heaven. Golden Girls.
I'm sure everyone can see themselves in at least one Golden Girl, which is not the best thing since the two of them are pretty stupid, but yeah, the two are kind of mean. Yeah. It's not really like when they add, it's not like there's a Captain America in that team, like one like upstanding. I guess Dorothy would be the closest, but she's also like a perpetual loser in love. So
yeah.
But it is.
And cruel at times.
Sometimes. A little bit of a vindictive person. I guess she reminds me a little bit of like Courtney Cox's character Monica and Friends in a certain way. And then Dorothy also have like a
kind of anal cat. Maybe
I don't well know. She has to, had to also win, didn't she? I can't remember if that was Dorothy's
yeah
character.
Well, anything that was based on smarts, definitely.
Right, any kind of competition, yeah. But no, I feel like not enough people. I mean, we did a whole podcast on Phil Collins. We had time to do a whole podcast. Like, you guys don't understand. Golden Girls is amazing.
I would need some prep time for that.
You know what? Like, if this podcast ever takes off, we'll do a tertiary podcast where we watch Golden Girls episodes and record commentary over them.
Finally. What the world's been waiting for.
I think we call it Golden Time. We'll come up with a name.
You can mail our Nobel Peace Prizes here.
Yeah,
I'm not going anywhere.
You know where that. You know where to send them.
Where do they have that? Philly? No,
that's too far. Send them here. FedEx them here. I'm not leaving this house unless I have to. Not even to water those plants. Stay outside, like, please. You were so good. Why?
Why'd you give up during the hot month?
You know why? I'm very tired. Got places to be.
I really kind of thought hurricane season would kind of do the job for me.
Yeah, and that would. September now, it's the rainy season, I believe. Rainy September, that's how the poem goes. Rain in September means Christopher doesn't have to water his plants. Ah, look, I didn't make up the poem.
I just abide by it.
Yeah, I just follow its law to the T. Oh wait, the poem says Christopher waters the plants in September. Well, never mind. Like that poem. Whatever. It's lame and full of misconceptions. Lies, slanders. Now, how's it going?
Good, how about you?
Oh, it's super peachy. Bam. Can't see it. Flexing super hot.
I was thinking, remember the last episode we were talking about, like, the karaoke duet at, like, the family reunion? We should do Summer Nights from Greece. And then whatever, we flip a coin and I lose and I end up getting not the John Travolta part, the Olivia Newton-John part of Summer Nights. Mm-hmm. And then I have to try and convince, like, the uncles, like, no, I need backup. Come on, we'll get up there, we'll do it. I'll start it
off. That's the thing. We mentioned it last time. Someone has to be the audience, because, like, it's not, like, a straight duet. It's, like, eight people in that song, because all the girls say something that the guys do once, too.
Tell me more, tell me more. And his body's super righteous. Tell me more, tell me more. And his dick tastes like heaven. Like, this, none of these are the lines from the song.
It's kind of a rapey song, too, because isn't one of the lines like, did she put up a fight? Like,
a little bit, yeah. We just assume his verse is all baloney.
Yeah, but, like, what was his version to begin with when the question would prop up? Like, did she put up a fight?
I think he went to make out. I don't know. Then I grabbed her tits.
I like, the way it goes, like, I just, I'm like, oh, men are pigs, Mikey. That's what I'm getting at. Men are pigs. At least fictional men are. Yeah, I know. You're going to have a hard time convincing them. I don't think I convinced the uncles to do the male figurehead parts. The male tertiary cast members to that.
Look, you guys are going to sing back up. I'll be honest, I don't really know the words that well, so I'm just going to make up really gay lyrics.
They're like, it's karaoke. The words are there for you. Yes.
He's in me up to his balls. Tell me more. Tell me more.
This song's supposed to be about a dude and a chick. Why is your side of the story if you're banging a dude?
No, he's up to me and his balls. Right to the hilt, as the kids say.
Still two dudes in this scenario, which is not how Summer Nights goes.
Shouldn't it be?
With nothing wrong with it, but it's not supposed to be nearly as filthy of a song either. All of your turns are balls up to what they're into, and...
And my veg is really raunchy.
Taints that are being, quote-unquote, tongue-fucked.
It's not karaoke if you're just making up the words.
Then, no, that's satire. A bad one at that. I'm not paying to listen to you guys ruin songs. I'm like, well, Uncle Joe, you get mean when you get drunk.
You got brute.
You're a big brute. As I bathe against his chest. Oh! No. That's, yeah, no, we can keep that. I still want to hold on to Gautier, just in case.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
An easy lover. He's an easy lover. And on the way back today, turned on the music, kicked it up a little notch. I believe in a thing called love came in. I rocked it. I know I can handle that when it comes up with karaoke.
What fruity-ass channel did that come up on?
My iPod.
Neo glam rock? Oh, I thought you had it. I thought it was on the radio. That was going to be a lot more impressive.
No, no. No, I came on my iPod and I knocked it out from there. Rocked it. Brought down the house.
Like the Scissor Sisters DJ Power Hour.
It came on right after Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Yeah, it was weird. Not a 90s song. That's why I thought it was strange. But popped
but
up.
But it's your now. iPod. What do you
mean? That's what I mean, though. It's like it, you know, it popped up, but then Manor rocked it. Mm-hmm. Killed it. And I'll kill it next time, too.
Man, you really got off lucky on that iPod challenge.
Luckier, perhaps. Nah, it was really luck. Because I was like going through in the car, I was like, thank God this thing come up.
If it had been eight Sonic the Hedgehog songs in a row, followed by Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
There's only... Oh, man, if you got my iPod from like 5 years ago, it would have been... Because... I had at least one Goo Goo Doll song on there.
Oof, oof, oof.
Iris, and I don't want the world.
I know it. To see. It's not very good.
It's a pretty good song.
No, it's not.
It was a great
song. It is not. Any of those
may
things.
There may have been.
It's a song. That's about it.
There is definitely a Jane's Addiction song on there.
That's fine.
Not one of the manlier ones. I've never met any manly ones to begin with, but definitely not.
The shoplifting one?
No, it was definitely wasn't that. I think it was Jump.
Is that one? Van Halen?
No, not Jump. But, fuck, what is it? Dead hands in the air.
Jane said.
Jane said. Nah, you're confusing me. Nah, I feel like you're picking up a different band.
Are you talking about Jane's Addiction? Are you talking about Van...
Through the door.
Oh, yeah. That's the shoplifting song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the video...
Oh, I don't know the video.
Bam! Oh, you gotta watch the video sometime. It's kinda cool.
No, I try not to watch bands' videos. Every time I do it, it ruins my perception of the band. I'm like, wow, I thought these guys are cool, and now I see them, they're all big losers.
Right, alright!
It's alright! Yeah, I think song. They were on there. That's still not a song I'd have been like, what a cool badass points do I get for this?
No, but look, it's you're getting way more badass points than that for Iris Goo Goo Dolls.
Another great video.
You had a ton of points subtracted. Is that that shitty one from that Nicolas Cage movie where he's an angel?
I know the video is like him in a tower and he like spins around looking yeah, at like like telescopes at women.
And telescopes in there. I think the original version had clips from the movie in it.
I think it did as well, yeah. Was that... That isn't the one where it's like... I did not see
that movie. Ask it. He's an angel that like watches over people, but then he falls in love with a woman.
I know I watched a movie with mom in theaters, I think it was, too. It may have been at home, but I feel like it was in theaters.
You're thinking Little Bear.
No. I didn't see that.
You're thinking Franklin the Turtle, the movie. I didn't see it. You're thinking the fourth of Little World, a busy world of Richard Scarry.
That was the best of them, really. No, it was some movie. I don't know if it was the Nicolas Cage
one. Mr. Grunkle's evil twin. There was one worse than him.
Yeah, it turns out if you thought Lotso was bad, Mr. Grunkle's the second is going to make he's gonna make him look like
Mr.
Gandhi.
Mr. Frunkle.
No, it was some movie with an angel falls in love. I don't remember much about it. I remember it being awful. Like even
Sounds
as,
like City of Angels.
I think that is it. I just remember like part of it's like, oh, I'm going to go around the world. And like he stops at a giant ball of yarn. And that's like...
No, that's Michael with John Travolta.
Is it?
Where they keep playing Spirit in the Sky the whole time. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. He comes down, this old lady is about to lose her house to the bank, and he just like shows up and goes in and says something like, stop, something, something, money lenders, and the bank walls just fall over. No one dies, but the bank just goes out of business. Like, he's Michael, the guardian angel, but every, whatever, 1,000 years, he gets to spend a few years on Earth, and he just spends it drinking and smoking and eating and fucking his way through.
Dad, this is sounding less and less familiar.
That's the one part of his aspect, but the other part is he loves seeing cheesy, kitschy bullshit, like the world's biggest ball of yarn.
There couldn't possibly be two movies where someone said an angel sees a giant ball of yarn. Can't, I mean, it sounds obvious.
And he dies at the end.
That is sounding more familiar.
Well, he's dying the whole time. I suppose that's his last time. But he does fall in love with some chick in the movie.
What's it called?
Michael. John Travolta.
Michael. John
Travolta. I don't know how much they paid for the Spirit in the Sky song, but they just... And I do like that song, but they just beat you over the head with it the entire... Maybe not even the movie, but all the commercials.
Spirit in the sky, that's where I'll go. Oons, 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 when I oons.
And you're like, well, now Guardians of the Galaxy's popularized it.
Oh, was it in Guardians of the Galaxy?
It was definitely the theme to their, like, the second trailer, the big one they did.
Oh, the Uga Chaka one's the only one I remember.
Yeah, it's...
Hooked on a feeling.
Spirit of the Sky was in there. I think it does make an appearance in there. Two tabloid reporters check out the report of an Archangel Michael living with an old woman, find it's true, but that's not the only surprise.
Got a huge dick.
That's... I don't know why they put that in.
Okay, IMDb, thanks.
John Travolta, Andy McDowell as Dorothy Winters, I guess the love interest.
Yeah, it was just a gigantic can opener.
William Hurt, Bob Hoskins... Scotia, please. I know Bob Hoskins had a rough end to his career, but still, he could pop back.
No, one good movie. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He was in that.
I remember y'all.
Scotia, shush.
He also did Super Mario Brothers. He's still alive. No, never mind. I didn't read. I read that wrong.
He must have died recently.
Died last year.
Yeah,
that's kind of sad. I do remember. For a number one thing is Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Brazil.
Hook. Oh, that's right. He was Shmi and Hook.
Oh, and he apparently came back to do the TV version of Shmi as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of wacky. No, but he was... I guess he was Mario in Super Mario Brothers, right?
Yeah. John Leguizamo was Luigi.
Man, what a god-awful movie
that was. Like a 50-year-old Mario, white British Mario, and then a like 20-something Hispanic Luigi. And they're like, just Dago it up, both of you.
And I came under the impression for the longest time, because of that stupid-ass movie, that the Super Mario Brothers were literally called Mario Mario and Luigi Mario?
I think it was for a long time.
I don't think that's what it's supposed
to be. I think it became canon with the movie, but I think it's changed since.
I don't think that's true. I think the movie just had a stupid joke in it. Mario, last name. Can't possibly be Mario Mario. There's got to be like a Mario wiki or something. You can finally... Oh, here you go. Quora. I don't know what website this is.
Let's click on it anyway.
It's the top search. They usually don't have porn. They usually don't have porn there.
Oh, does Mario have a big floppy last name? I should check.
Let's see. Many people cite Super Mario Brothers Super Show as the original source. But it seems true as their mother shares the last name Mario. Taking the show or movies as canon strikes you as misguided. Oh my god, this dude has like a fucking thesis on us. And
does their mom have a mustache too?
Does it end with like him being like, here's the answer?
Is the mom black? That'd be
okay.
Sweet.
Okay, apparently... What the fuck?
It's clearly an opinion piece. I'm not sure why.
1989 episode of Inside Edition featuring Bill O'Reilly was talking to Nintendo of America's Bill White. The Mario Brothers, so are their names Mario Mario and Luigi Mario? No, it's just Mario and Luigi. They have no last names. So why are they the Mario Brothers? Some questions just have no answers. What a big lame answer. Like, we didn't make it for him.
Man, could you imagine Bill O'Reilly just rolling his eyes the entire time doing that interview?
I have to assume he did, too. I'm just like, oh, fuck this.
God damn it.
I mean, I guess that dude's had such a prolific career. He's like, yeah, I'm glad I was doing this rather than, like, interviewing my 18th fucking snowboarder of the day. Just because the Winter Olympics are going on and someone has to give it coverage.
I bet that was, like, the segment that triggered the, fuck it, we'll do it live.
That would be great. That is something that single joke's got so much traction.
It's so funny when you find out what it was, too. Like, play us out. I don't know what that means.
That is the best part. Like, it is clearly just a term he had not heard before, or was just so tired he gave up on it. Play us out. I don't know what that means.
So, finally, here's Don Henley playing a song that we go into credits with.
The song that will play us from this moment into the end of the episode. Just like, oh,
play thank you. He's like, claps for himself.
So good. Everyone's like, yeah, you go. Great job, Bill. Great job, William. Like, nailing that one home. You got a huge career going for you.
On this garbage... That's still on the air. Inside Edition, yeah. Which I don't even know. It's mostly entertainment news, but if the president gets shot, they mention it.
I mean, I assume they had mentioned on anything. When TMZ at this point mentioned the president got shot?
I bet you not if he turned out okay. They might get, like, a quick blurb.
Alright, I mean, I'm about to...
Unless it's like he got shot by, like, a tranny sheriff or something. Like, unless there was something crazy element to it, I don't think it would get that much play on TMZ or E.
Alright, I'm gonna go to... We're gonna test and
I'm gonna go shoot the president. Here. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a sex change, become a sheriff, and I'm gonna go...
I'm just gonna wing him. I'm not a great shot, though. His head, like, oh, God.
I mean, I was going to prison regardless. I'm just going where it's prison humanly possible at this
point. I hope it's somewhere in the South.
Alright, search TMZ... And we're just going to type in Obama.
Chicago State Prison. That can't be good.
Let's see what pops up here. I assume typing in Obama, you'll get.
Is that Obama's abs? Good lord.
No.
Why does he hide that?
Behind that suit? Oof.
If I had that physique, that'd be every State of the Union. State of the Union. These pecs are killer. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, apparently they don't have anything on Obama. Or I just got a bad link. It's a terrible picture of Britney Spears, what they use for their 404. I just remember Terry used to go to Perez Hilton all the time.
Yeah.
And I just, it was one of those things I just had to look so much down my nose there. Because I was like, every time I go down it, he just takes a picture of some random celebrity and he just draws white splotches of cum down their face. Yeah. And that's like his joke every time.
Or pink, like, writing on it, like, insert dick here.
Yeah, and it was always like, you know, maybe, like, the first time he did it, it was, like, hysterical, because, like, John Travolta, under suspicion of guzzling cum, he's like, I'm John Travolta.
Under suspicion.
But this time, it's like...
How official? Like, Wouldn't you just say John Travolta cum guzzling question mark? Like, under suspicion, this, like it's this, a grand jury.
This was before they came. The
charges to be announced shortly.
The standards got lax over at Perez Hilton. But now it's like to the point of just like, Miley Cyrus, what a twit. And it just draws cum guzzling down her cheeks. I'm just like, I don't think this should have. Like, Miley Cyrus gets another dog and dick hanging out of her mouth. Like, you don't think this is really pertinent.
Terry, read The Onion. For God's sakes. Like,
oh, man. It's tough to read The Onion nowadays because it's reached a sad point where most of their parody articles are slowly coming true. If you, like, went back to 2010 and, like, or 2011, I guess, and they're like, oh, okay, you know, Mitt Romney's won the Republican nomination. Clearly that was a bottom-of-the-barrel sort of pick at that point. What'll happen next year? Oh, next time it'll be Donald Trump with Hulk Hogan as his running mate. Which Hulk Hogan has thrown out there. He would love to be the running mate of Donald Trump.
Oh, that'd be great.
Which, I mean, I'd love to joke, but I'm like, is it even that unrealistic of a thing at this point? I mean, Donald Trump, I always assumed his entire candidacy is just one giant joke. So why wouldn't he just be like, yeah, Hulk Hogan will be my vice president?
That'd be sweet. It's like, all right, now remember, we can't both throw the N-word around in the debates. Yeah.
You just lost us the black vote. I lost us the Hispanic vote. But man, we're going to nail it in the 80s nostalgia teens.
When Ben Carson lunges at me, Hulkster, I'm really going to need you to jump in there.
Ah, man, it's like, oof. I guess this is why you don't make heroes out of mortal men. It's fictional men.
Show me a hero.
It's nothing but Captain America and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
He goes fast, jumps over Robotnik, saves animals. He's a pretty cool dude. Dogs. That's a cartoon, but
really saves. Doesn't save any predatorial animals, does
it? Well, they're all pretty small and cute, and don't talk or run fast like him and all of his friends do.
And stick really around after they get freed sometimes. Yeah. Get moving.
Get out of here. They're jumping around like there's still crab monsters over there.
Like, why did you free me in the chemical lab?
Like, watch out, the water's coming up.
Yeah, that tile, don't get too comfortable on that thing.
I know it looks like it's super easy, but it's not. That was... I still maintain Sonic 2 is probably the best Sonic game, but that is, like, such a down point in that game is, like, second level's chemical play. Because, like, as soon as you finish it, you get, like, nothing but great stage. I think right after that's, like, the Aquatic Ruins, which is a great game. Hilltop Zone somewhere around, like, right after that. You get the cave.
My memory gets a little foggy.
Hilltop sounds pretty good. I think if you heard the music. That's the thing. It has probably one of the best soundtracks of any game out there.
Casino 1? Is that Casino, like 6 or 7?
I think that's 4, actually. That's probably 4. Then it might be Hilltop Zone. I might be remembering them slightly out of order.
I get it confused with the first one.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the games have very similar. I think all three of them have some kind of a casino-esque level. Because the first one has Marble Gardens...
Which that's like the second one, I think.
No, the first one has Spring Yard Zone as well.
I mean, it's the second level in the first one.
Yeah, but Marble Garden kind of had a little bit of that casino look to it, like that. It was like all purple and shit.
Yeah, purple green ruins.
Sonic 2 level list.
I mean, you by the time you get to the chemical one, you're still barely used to dealing with Tails. And if your tail's in the chemical one, it just blows. Every time you catch up, you fall in the water.
It's like, okay, you jump, you go down this tube, it shoots you around the whole level, and if your tail's, you're like, I don't get to go down this. I just see myself fucking helicoptering around outside until you inevitably pass through the screen.
Until you land, and it'll drop me on a tile that flips.
So it starts off Emerald Hill, then you get Chemical Plant, Aquatic Ruin, Casino Zone, then Hilltop. Mystic Cave, Hidden Palace. I think that's the one that's actually been cut from the game. You can't get to that one. Ocean Oil. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Ocean Oil I kind of like.
Metropolis Zone. Oh,
those man. Octopuses.
Let me pull up Metropolis Zone music, because that's actually a pretty fucking pimp song.
Those octopuses sucked in the oil one, because they spit those rocks at you, but sometimes they didn't go in the direction you assumed they would.
And after Metropolis is Sky Chase. I don't know if any of us have ever beaten Sky Chase.
Doesn't sound familiar. If you didn't beat it, I guarantee Mikey didn't swoop in. And
I never beat Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I've played it before, too, since then. I still haven't beaten it. Metropolis.
Big floppy.
Zone wiener. Oop. That's not what that
was. Finally, someone looked it up. Here you go. Yeah, yeah. It's not that catchy.
I mean, come on.
It's not bad. I should get it as like a ringtone.
It would be like a super kitschy ringtone too. No one will get it, but if they do, you're like, Sonic 2, right?
Get it, bruh?
Didn't it suck to be Tails? But like, not Metropolis Zone. It was great there. You just run up those things, you can be Tails and fly right up.
Fuck Chemical Sonic. Zone was definitely like, I'm gonna go up and take a shit and make a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back when you made it to the next stage. Tremor. I think any song in.
Could Tails even hurt Robotnik?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, this song's annoying.
You gotta give it a moment. There it gets.
You're right.
Sonic 2 is just so amazing. No, I don't think you could. This is maybe even a better one for your ringtone. During the Halloween months, definitely.
Well, fall is upon us.
Boom. Nailed it. Right there.
What's the oil zone? I have to figure out how to steal these and send them to myself.
It's pretty easy.
Is it? I tried the other day, but I'll give it another shot.
Oil zones. Oil ocean feels like maybe the one like lame track of the whole game. Yeah, it's a pretty lame one.
Not bad.
Casino Zone, though.
Did you have this as a ringtone?
No. I don't think I've ever had any of the Sonic tones as a ringtone, which is strange. They're such great songs. I mean, at this point, any of our young listeners.
I thought you were going to say, like, at this point, I'm too old to have it. I was like, well, if you're too old to have it.
No, I mean, my ringtone was the Phoenix Wright song for a while.
This is probably the best one, honestly.
Which is weird, because definitely my least favorite.
Blows dead babies. Least favorite, absolutely.
Least favorite level in any Sonic game ever. Just, I hate it. Just because it's the second level. Like, I'm just finally getting into the game, and like, boom, here you go. Suck it.
That's Robotnik as he flies by at the beginning. Suck it.
Like, oh, and I'm the super annoying Robotnik at the end. It's just like, it's a pit of water. And he just drops things down that flips over because the entire floor is made of the flippable just tiles. Just like
shoots mortars out of them, right?
Yeah, and then they flip the tiles over and you're just like, oh, this is so annoying! Ah! I'm like, mom with a plate of dishes in the sink. Just infuriated.
Or if you were Tails and you got out of the way and didn't fall in it and you saw Sonic fall, you're like, God, what the fuck?
Come on, get your shit together.
I remember getting a couple stares from you and Terry, like, why are you Sonic again?
This is not fair. This is one, I don't think we ever heard this one ourselves, because this is the one that you could only get to if you beat the balloon, the carnival level in Sonic 3, that we never could, because we couldn't figure out how to get past one that went up and down, but like, there was no way to get past it.
Yeah,
doesn't do that.
That was annoying.
But this is actually, it's always a bummer, because anytime I hear this song, I'm like, oh, this seems like such a cool level song, once it gets past this opening bit here. But we never made it to that.
Kind of someday.
Sad shame. Hold on here. It finally kicks in.
Never thought we'd beat Toe Jam and Earl, but we did it.
Yeah, now it's next year. We're beating Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Hydra City might be my favorite, though.
It's catchy.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do they have Act 2? This is what gets even jazzier. Can't see it. I'm really booking it.
It's
though.
Really like a lot of dancing too.
Stick shovel, California girls, forget a ball in my butt, and sometimes the mouth. If you paid for dinner or not, who cares? Cause snap. Now, as So how do we get on Sonic the Hedgehog? I lost this train of thought.
Something to do with the
iPod.
Chemical level.
My iPod. I mean, gay songs on it, I think. I think that was it.
Yeah. I mean, it's that even Scotia's upset. Like, Goo Goo Dolls, Daddy. That was never fashionably cool. Goo Goo Dolls.
I'm trying to remember if Miley Cyrus ever did make my iPod. There was definitely a time period.
Oh, I had that,
where I had See You Again.
Yeah.
I listened to that a lot, but I don't know if it ever actually made my iPod. That was maybe, like, too shameful. Like, oh, I can't let this.
Oh, is it?
I can't allow this to go.
I may or may not have,
You keep saying you have a Miley Cyrus song, but I've never heard of it.
Oh, what's it called?
I guess I'll look up Miley Cyrus songs so we can find this out. Solve this mystery once.
Can't Tamed.
Oh.
Can't be a
dude. Oh, like the one where like the video is like her in a birdcage.
Yeah, I don't have the video.
I mean, at least
I didn't say that to defend myself. I just said I don't have the video, but
I was like,
for jerking it at the gym.
I was like, I guess she's like almost naked in it. Maybe it's just.
It was like right after she turned 18, too.
I don't know. Or maybe she was still
17.
How old is she now?
22?
Well, she's the music video was 5 years old.
Uh-oh.
According to YouTube. I don't know how old she
is. So I should stop jerking it.
No, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to redeem yourself now?
You're already sharing a cell.
Oh, she is 22, so yeah, she was 17 at the time.
You're already sharing a cell with Jared from Subway. Might as well enjoy yourself.
Maybe it came out right when she turned 18. Maybe it is, because I don't think YouTube counts it completely like day-to-day by years, maybe.
I thought it was kind of like an unveiling thing. Like, hey, I'm 18 now. Watch me jiggle my non-tits and...
I don't think she juggled much in that, but...
Watch me twerk.
I mean,
feverishly, despite not really having much of an ass.
At this point, I think you could watch a Miley Cyrus video from back then and almost feel like it's like PC compared to what she does now. I mean, I've heard she like takes photos of herself peeing.
Does she even do music anymore?
Not particularly. I mean, I can't think of a Miley Cyrus song since Wrecking Ball. Although, to be fair, a lot of artists...
I guess
that
was only like a year ago, yeah, but
most artists usually take like a year or two to get new stuff out. I mean, look at Macklemore.
Or maybe should have taken
longer. We had that sad Broken Year in between True Love, Same Love, and now finally Downtown coming out.
Oh, that song? That one you forced us all?
Forced us all? I just played it once.
You played it twice. You got that before the last podcast. You're like, hold on, we're just going to listen to that real quick.
I did not.
Or no, when we got the TV set up, that was the first thing you put on.
I just had to type in something real quick to find something to watch, test out the smart app on our TV.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like I'm crazy.
Or you could have picked one of the 20 things it had on its homepage.
I didn't want to do that. Look, I watched a BuzzFeed video once, and now they won't stop hammering me with, like, you should watch this one. No matter how many times I tell them, no, I don't want to watch this BuzzFeed video, they'll do it. I don't want to take some risk of watching, like, some gooba YouTuber on the front page, and it just never stops being like, oh, you'll want to watch the rest of their catalog now. Like, no, I just don't
have the time.
I just don't want to. It
Where's
sucks.
Tiny Toon's Summer Vacation, damn it?
Yeah, where's the extended version of the Golden Girls?
I only get a 2-hour lunch, and I have to spend at least half of that watching the You Don't Have to Hold Your Breath Anymore, Uncle Stinky line.
It's a classic. It's one of the best videos, best movies that ever made.
Term gets thrown around too much, but it is a good one.
It's a genius classic. Along the same lines of My Dinner with Andre, I believe.
Mm.
They discuss much of the same topics.
Humanity, Uncle Stinky.
Life. Uncle Stinky. You may have missed the Uncle Stinky discussion between... I'm trying to remember their names. Walter and...
Andre?
Andre, yeah, obviously.
Is one of them Andre?
No, ironically, neither of them are Andre.
Is it like super 70s? Like,
no,
leisure suits and...
No, it's much more... I mean, it's early 80s. Like, if you were to look at the movie, you'd be like, oh, it's old because it, like, you know, it's filmed in an old way. Like, the camera looks grainy.
But if waiter comes over, you have a phone call. So.
Yeah, with a giant, like enormous phone. And he's in like a World War II helmet. No, but like if you
took, hello,
if you like somehow magically like reproduced it with like a, you know, like a camera of today, you could be like, oh, it's something that was filmed within the last 5 years. At least I didn't get much of an impression that it's that old looking of a movie. And the topics aren't all that particularly old in it either. A lot of old references, but
did you pay for that?
That was why I didn't. I actually had the movie for free on YouTube. All the other ones I've searched. Look, no, like I wasn't like I'm trying to steal it or anything. Like that. I typed My Dinner with Andre on YouTube, and the first link that pops up was the movie. Every other time, it's giving me a link to rent it, but this time they were like, "You can enjoy it."
How much does it cost to rent something on YouTube?
Like $3.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. So you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to worry about bringing something back to Redbox. You don't have to worry about leaving Divergent in your house for 6 months.
Yeah, there's definitely like a bunch where I'm like, "Oh, do you have on Netflix? Like, do you have Bridge Over River Kwai?" And it's like, no, but you can watch Goonies 2.
Yeah.
Like, 2. It's actually called Goonies 2. Nobody came back for this.
Netflix has very quickly reached the point of me where I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch you for television series. Your movie selection has really gone down the pooper, though.
It doesn't...
Considering you have a constant rotation of movies coming in and out. Like, I was like, why do movies go out for you guys?
Yeah.
I guess exactly. It's the rights for them expire, but it is definitely like, oh, so you'll bring in current movies that you'll inevitably get rid of most of them anyway eventually.
Why wouldn't you guys just always have Godfather on here? Like, yeah. Why wouldn't that make, like, whatever they want to, it's not like next, like, 5 years, people are like, Godfather's pretty cheesy when you look back at it.
Yeah, hey, you. A lot of movies, you're just like, I assume you
Al Pacino's these... worst.
I honestly, I wish it was just a website now where I could just type in, like, where the fuck do I watch and
just finish leave it there.
Just end the movie there. Like, I could just put in whatever title I want. Like, where the fuck do I watch Lost in Translation? They'll be like, you can get it on here, here, here. And I'm like, oh, thank you. As opposed to me having to try to figure it out myself.
It could be your app that you make. Sounds like a lot of work for you.
Yes, yeah, a lot of programming work that I'm going to have to figure out.
Yeah, guess what? There's a lot of guys looking for gay porn.
Yeah, a lot of guys type in Dongmaster 7, and I've checked Redband and YouTube, RedTube, and on both of those, so I mean, it was pretty quick on that, but I have to code, I have to code that, and there's a lot of misspellings of Dongmaster, and I still have to get that to relate it, so it's a whole mess. I just can't handle it.
Passed it on to Mom.
Yeah, she'll handle that now. I did see Lost in Translation, though. I caught that last week in my quest to catch up on movies.
I don't think I remember much of it at all, because like the 10 minutes I saw before I went to mow out the lawn, I was definitely like, I don't remember much of this movie.
It's a pretty good movie. It's slow at the beginning, definitely. It's somewhat weird. It's, you know, the only two major characters are, you know, the... Scarlett, a very young Scarlett Johansson, and then Bill Murray. But then the other two after that would be Anna Faris and Giovanni Ribisi.
I don't remember them.
Yeah, Giovanni plays her husband, and then Anna Faris is like this actress from New York who is also friends with Giovanni Ribisi. And maybe he has feelings for her still.
Must have been a pretty young version of her, too.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, looking back, I was like, this must have been young versions for all of you guys. You must have been, at that point, still mostly known for being the brother of Phoebe on Friends.
Yeah.
Because did Saving Private Ryan even come out yet by that point?
No. I'd argue he's probably still more well-known as the brother of Phoebe. Like, if you ask the general population, they'd be like, Saving Private Ryan.
You know what we can do?
How many people would even remember that Vin Diesel was in Saving Private Ryan?
It's an easy way to find this. We'll look up Giovanni Ribisi on IMDb, see what his top most notable things are. And you say yours.
Oh, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
You'd say yours would be Friends.
There's just so many people in Saving Private Ryan, I don't think it's that.
Let's see, the top four known for Avatar, Saving Private Ryan, Ted.
He was in Avatar?
And Gone in 60 Seconds. Who was in Avatar? He played... Give it a moment. Parker Selfridge.
I get so bored watching that movie.
I've never even seen it.
That's like, oh my, I can't believe this is so expensive and it's still just so fucking boring.
It's like, did you see Pocahontas? You've pretty much seen this then.
Well, Dancing with Wolves, The Last Samurai. And those are just like the three movies I can think of. I love that South Park where he's like protesting, like, you just can't remake Dances with Wolves and call it something else.
I mean, it's a pretty simple story, though. Like, yeah. A man goes to a country.
It's the exact same story,
though. Well, I mean, it's the exact same story as a lot of things. Yeah. But it is, I guess you can call it a similar story of a certain extent. How did we get on Giovanni? Oh, no, Lost in Translation. Pretty good movie, but I guess like the big mystery at the end of it is what he whispers to her. I don't know if you remember the end of the movie. The spoilers for people who haven't seen Lost in Translation, if you're trying to avoid it, but... basically, that's two people, two Americans who meet in Japan, not married, have any relation with each other there, but they essentially have an affair with one another that just never has sex, like just romantic, an affair with one another.
Platonic.
Yeah, but I definitely would still call
well,
it.
She blows him.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, you know, no sexual intercourse happens, but... They're essentially cheating on their spouses, gaining an emotional connection from one another they don't feel with their significant other. But it ends with, like, you know, he has to go back home. They have some, like, kind of awkward thing in the hotel. And he's driving back. And on the way, he sees her walking down the road, gets out, hugs her, and then whispers something in her ear. And you can't hear what he says. She smiles. He gets in the car, drives off to the airport, and credits. That's the end of the movie.
Jews are sneaky.
That's your theory on what he said.
Based on everything I remember from the movie.
Jews are sneaky.
Lost in Submarines or whatever it was called.
This parody movie you've just made up now.
I can picture Bill Murray doing that, though, as the joke, like, in the scene. Just well, like, you're just supposed to whisper something, no one's going to know what it is.
Well, no, suppose
Jews are sneaky.
Supposedly the whole thing was improv.
Like, Dan Aykroyd sucks.
It's not intended at all. It wasn't, like, something they had planned for.
I killed John Belushi.
Like, wow, you shouldn't have admitted this on camera.
That'd be crazy. Scarlett Johansson, like, do I tell somebody?
And somehow she manages to laugh at that.
Oh, I mean, he was much better in Ghostbusters than a coked out, like, end of his days John Belushi would have been.
Oh, yeah. I guess he was supposed to originally be the Peter Venkman role, too, John mm-hmm. Belushi. No, thank God Bill Murray got that.
And they still had to give Bill Murray, like, some movie to be named later before he'd even do it.
Hmm. He's like, I want Garfield and A Tale of Two Kitties.
And A Tale of Two Kitties.
I want a lot of crap to martyr up my otherwise pretty impressive IMDb. Now, he says something to her, and I guess, like, the big mystery is supposed to be, like, oh, what does he say? Like, what does he say to get her to smile? Does he say something like, meet me in New York? Or does he give her some lesson? Because he has, like, some quote to her when she's in her room, like, oh, keep riding. Like, maybe he says that to her again, like an ironic echo. And she's like, yeah, I am going to keep going. I'm gonna break up with my shitty boyfriend or, you know, whatever. Apparently, I guess now you can, like, actually read his lips. Like, basically just freeze frame it enough that you can clearly see his lips. And I guess the growing consensus that he says, I know we're going to be going.
Wendigo.
Yeah, he's like, blow me. She's like, oh, teehee. Now, I think the quote's supposed to be something like, even though we're going this far away, I won't let that come between us, like as a joke.
Mm.
And then it gets a smile, and everyone, like, so people are like, that sucks, you ruined the mystery. I'm like, that's a decent enough line for Bill Murray's character.
What's the line again?
We're going pretty far away, but I won't let that come between us, like as a joke kind of thing.
Oh, it's a long whisper.
Yeah, he said it's...
So it's definitely not Jews are sneaky.
No. Jews are sneaky. Also,
hashtag
I ate your panties last night.
Hashtag delicious. Like, Bill Murray created Twitter. That's awesome.
Oh my goodness. He nailed hashtags a good 10 years before they became a thing.
A pure Renaissance man.
Wow. What a champ. What a great guy.
I'm letting him off the hook for the whole John Belushi murder.
Yeah, he can just have that at this point. He earned it.
Why didn't you do Jim Belushi, though, too? I mean, come on.
Is that? Hold on. I had to see if he's still doing something.
John Belushi? No, definitely not.
Yeah, I assumed he's...
His schedule's pretty open.
We can get it for the podcast? I hope not. Fucking Mike just starts shaking.
Brains.
I'm here.
He's actually in Show Me a Hero. Briefly. Just like a couple.
John Belushi?
Jim Belushi.
Okay. We have to clarify at this point. I'm like, what? let's see. Jim Belushi at this point. Serious Business. Watsky. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck? Stan Lee's Mighty Seven. Law of Poop. Legends of Oz. Dorothy's Return. Thunderstruck. So he's just been in poop. It's like Life According to Jim ended after 8 years?
That is ridiculous.
That got to run until 2009.
That premise ran dry by the commercial.
It was just... there wasn't even a premise. It was Jim Belushi's a big fat goober who has a hot wife.
It was just Home Improvement without the Tool Time Show, wasn't it?
It was essentially...
that's how men do it.
The IMDb description... Quote, a TV show centered around a macho everyman, his loving wife, and their three precocious children. First and foremost,
Flintstones.
One of them's a fucking baby. So he's not even precocious. He's a goddamn baby.
Maybe capricious.
Yeah. Maybe he needs fucking tits and the milk. The other two were daughters. I guess maybe that's your thing. Like, oh, he's like a macho man who lives with three girls. But then he gets
Which is the premise of Tim Allen's new show, Man of the House, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know if that's still new.
Eight seasons. It ran for 8 seasons. My God.
I don't know what's going on anymore, Christopher.
Although, Courtney Thorne-Smith, oh, I always did find her pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a great photo of her. That's a little disturbing. I always thought she was like a discount version of Cheryl Hines. A little bit. She's like, fuck you.
Probably way more... I mean, she's like... I'm way more well-known than Cheryl Hines. Fat sack of shit.
No. Oh, my God. And then she did 5 years of 2.5 Men. Good Lord. That woman... God.
I never saw an episode with her on it.
She did the latter years. Wait, 2.5 Men has still been running into 2015? It's over, though, right?
I think it ended last season.
It has to be over, right? After that kid went crazy?
IMDb doesn't use the... Well, especially if it's over, why wouldn't IMDb use, like, the Charlie Sheen poster?
I don't know. Maybe you just use the most recent version? I don't know.
Do they have to use the one the network gives them?
I don't think so, but I guess why wouldn't you? I don't know.
I don't know. I hope 10 years from now people are like, that show was garbage.
I mean... Shit makes it popular. What was, like, the 90s equivalent of that? Like, Will and Grace, I guess? Just a show that was largely stereotyped bullshit comedy. I know some people
say I don't know, I kind of checked out. I was like, only watching the cream of the crop then. Like, Frasier, Seinfeld.
90s.
Let's ask Mom, what were you watching in the 90s?
Yeah, Mom, what'd you watch? A lot of Entertainment Tonight.
The John Larquette Show.
Let's see, the 30 greatest sitcoms of the 90s.
30 Rock got kind of repetitive after a while. Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh.
For a couple seasons, it was pretty good. But
that wasn't even that bad. Like, that was also a unique premise, too, of like, oh, it's an alien who comes to Earth. Like,
yeah, like Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, but it was... it seemed different enough that I was like...
The Great Gazoo from Flintstones.
That's the one I'm gonna have to trace it back to. I'm like, yes, I guess aliens have been involved in sitcoms.
Flintstones created everything.
It really modernized it.
In and of itself was a ripoff of the Honeymooners.
let's see, this is best sitcoms. Home Improvement, maybe?
Yeah, that show I didn't like it. Like, any episode I've seen past the age of like 15, I'm like, oh, this was terrible.
It was one of those shows that somehow...
Same thing every week. He'd be like, I'm going to try and soup up this lawnmower. And then it blows a hole through the garage. And I don't know why my wife's so mad, Wilson. He says something gay. And he's like, you're right, Wilson.
Something gay, literally, like, I want to suck your dick.
Well, he's treated like he said something gay. Because he's just like, you know, Confucius says, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sure, Wilson. Cuckoo. Homo, gobble, gobble.
Do they ever show Wilson? Did Wilson die of a heart attack, or am I just adding in like what happened in the final season of Roseanne?
I don't think he died.
Did they ever show him then? Did they ever show
Not on the show.
Hold on, there's gotta be...
I think they did like a on the Tonight Show when it ended or something. I think they all came out.
Do they ever show Wilson's face Home Improvement?
Yeah, they did a finale, or then they went on the Tonight Show.
Home Improvement final curtain call.
Yeah, and he comes out with like a... It's almost like an opera mask, but it's a picket fence on a stick that he holds over his face at first, and then he's like, and shows his face.
All right, let's pull this up. I mean, I don't want to... I don't need all you guys.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Al Borland. I'm sitting at the kids' table at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Every day. Yeah, well, I can do this because it's the end of the show.
I am a thespian. Don't need That's all insane.
He did like 2 years for smuggling coke, and he still got a television show on ABC. Would never happen now.
Where is? Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
He doesn't have any mask.
Maybe I'm thinking a different one. I don't know.
But no, I just always
all those kids that ain't cute anymore.
All those kids who want Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or whatever his name was. Mm-hmm.
JTT.
Yeah, no. I just think Nickelodeon used to air a lot of bullshit back in the day. But I'm always remembering, no matter what, when it was Home Improvement and then when The Wonder Years. Those were the two shows that whenever Nickelodeon played on, I'd be like, these suck. They suck. I hate watching this. Actually, Nickelodeon didn't air Home Improvement. That was Fox. Mm-hmm. Fox used to have it on around that same time frame as Simpsons. Mm-hmm. But Wonder Years used to get airplay on Nickelodeon a lot. And every time it came out, I was like,
not this really a comedy. Sucks. I mean, it's got moments of comedy, but it's a lot more.
I judge it very harsh. Thing. I judge it harshly just because it used to come on Nickelodeon like during like prime time.
Where's the cartoons?
Yeah, I'm like 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Like, where's my cartoons, damn it? What'd you do? Like, I change the channel. That's what I'm
gonna do. VH1 pop up video.
Pop up video. Ba-da-da-da-da. Full House is pretty good. Married with Children.
Roseanne, probably people. I bet that last season just killed that show's reputation for.
I mean, it's like a. What a shitty end to that show. Like, the dad's dead of fucking. The heart attack.
Well, the whole season just sucks. Even them winning the money are like, oh, could this season be any worse? Like, oh yeah, Dan's dead and the last season didn't really happen.
Was that like a decision? Like, was it something where they're like halfway through the season, like, oh, no one likes us. Let's bring it back to the gritty reality of things.
I bet they don't admit it, but I'm 90% sure that's probably what happened. Like wow, people really hate this whole show that was predicated on a blue collar family and they're all millionaires now.
And they're driving around in rocket cars with monocles. They're like, oh, let's bring it back to the sad truth of reality.
Yeah, but we still
show... Dad's dead because he eats too much bacon.
Because he's fat as fuck.
Because he doesn't take care of himself.
And he looked ever. Like hell the first season, but that was like his super trim hot season.
That was John Goodman at his most trim that you've ever seen him at.
Man, gun to my head, if you'd said, is John Goodman going to still be alive in 20 years? I'd be like, there's no way. I'm comfortable. Yeah, I'll take that bet.
I mean, good for him. I always think he's a great actor.
Every time I see him in a movie, I'm like, good for John Goodman.
He's always been stellar, but yeah.
By far the best part of Inside Llewyn Davis.
How are you playing that?
He's the, like, fat heroin junkie that they That's have right. to go on that car. He's only in, like, a 15-minute sketch of the movie, but he just shits
Oh,
up.
Yeah, like, where he's just, like, in the car. He's, like, an old, like, delirious.
He's like, got, like, arm crutches to get around. He just shits on Llewyn Davis all the time. He's
like, bring your music over here. He's a very, like, southern guy, too.
Yeah, and he's got all these stories about, like, people he's met.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Murphy Brown.
I liked it, but...
Hold on, that's something I had to look up now, too. Wait, The Wonder Years was considered 88, I guess that makes sense. It was in the 90s. I had to hear the Murphy Brown theme song.
It changed a lot, but it was like a 50s doo-wop song. Not doo-wop, but a 50s...
It's only 23 seconds, apparently, so...
It would change from season to season, but it was always something from the 50s.
Oh,
I think that's the outro song, actually. I don't know if it had a set song. Like, she used actual songs. Like Murphy Brown. Like as a person.
A cognitive person, everyone believes. Let's see here. Everybody Loves Raymond. I guess that was 90s, late 90s. Mad About You. Me, Mad About You.
Matt, that's another show I see, like, occasionally an episode on FXX. I'm like, oh my god, this sucks.
The Nanny.
Ugh, that was solely for jerking off material back then.
Really?
She had a great body. I mean, that voice was just murder.
How did it say, like, Fran Drescher? Like, how did that...
From the neck down, it was like, holy cow, look at the ass and tits on this lady. And every scene was like her in like the shortest skirt they could possibly get away with on network television in those days. On CBS, like the old people channel.
Could you sing the Nanny theme song now? If I put like a pizza on it?
Something, something Flushing. Da, 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 a nanny named Fran. Boom, boom. She's wearing red when everybody else is wearing tan.
I'll play in a couple minutes.
The Flushing girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran. She was working in a something, something street, and her boyfriend tossed her out in one of those crushing scenes. Fuck.
Oh, no, wait.
What was she to do? Where was she to go? She's out on a fanny. So, something to the Sheffield store. She was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had something, she had flair. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl did this was just exactly what the doctor described? Now it's going to get into character names, so I'm not going to be one jump, CC. Kids are actually smiling, such wannabe. She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan.
I have to give you a lot of props.
You have to give me a pizza. No. you can keep your daps and shove them right up your ass.
That's a lot of words. There's a lot of somethings in there.
That's pretty close, though. If I sang that, I think you'd know what I'm like, I don't, what is that? Is it the Beatles?
The next time I order a pizza, I'll put an extra topping on for your request. How about that?
Sweet. Steak.
Hey, now!
You fat piece of shit.
Let's see. Step by Step. Maybe that was it?
That was it. I mean, I honestly couldn't defend anything on the TGIF lineup.
A 90s take on the Brady Bunch with Suzanne Summers as a divorced mother of three who suddenly marries a widowed father of three.
What's the 90s take? It's the exact same show.
Well,
I guess in the Brady Bunch, I think they were both widows.
Both widows, and then also... the genders were identical. Where the mom had three daughters, the father had three boys. This one, it's basically just one opposite gender for each group. I didn't realize it was just literally a fucking...
I mean, I guess they're like trying to get ahead of the curve there by actually throwing it in the description, because the description could be a lot shorter.
Well, this is a...
Brady Bunch ripoff.
This is not an official description. That was what... whoever compiled this list added it.
The ABC description would be like, what's Brady Bunch?
ABC description's like a wholly original. Here's actually the official...
Watch the fifth season where they get stranded on an island.
Did they?
No.
Yeah. I don't know who Boris Shafir is, but this is his description. Frank Lampert is a construction worker and a single father of three kids. Carol Foster, a beautician, also has three kids. After Frank and Carol run into each other on vacation and spontaneously get married... they and their children, who appear to have known and hated each other, have to learn and live together and love each other. It's not easy, but they're trying to do this. Wait for it. Step by Step.
I do like the theme song, but the show's not very good. Could you name, can you name even, like, three of the kids on the show?
I mean, I just saw the names on there, but having closed it, no.
I think Alex was the nerdy daughter.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say, it's... a nerdy daughter.
AJ was the tomboy, maybe? Daughter?
Oh, there was like a tomboyish kind of daughter, wasn't there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I might be thinking of Alex Mack from Secret World of Alex Mack. Uh-huh. And I'm just adding her into the show.
I had such a crush on her.
Who, the Alex Mack girl?
Yeah, I forget her name. Alyssa or Nessa something. She's done nothing since like 10 Things I Hate About You.
She was super hot. I always had a crush on Melissa Joan Hart. Clarissa.
I thought you were going to say Ferguson. Yeah. Her brother. The Ferg.
Her hot ginger brother.
Oh, the Ferg.
The dorky one. Or worse, I had a crush on her. The boy.
The cat.
The boy who used to sneak up into her room.
Oh, climb yeah.
up the window on her, or on the ladder.
Yeah, and it always did like a guitar sound, like,
because he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He was just Fonzie and his rebel was Nickelodeon was prepared to make one of their characters
when they were going to make like the ear length or I guess almost like shoulder length hair, but the part like right down the middle.
Yeah,
like the older Barry, brother like, from Boy Meets World.
I guarantee if you just play that in front of someone now, they'll be able to be like, was he some kind of surfer dude? And you're like, not exactly, but
I bet there's a scene with him in a suit. Well, it's
essentially,
were they in Massachusetts? Is that where they were?
I was gonna say, I don't think they were in like, you know, like a ports or you know,
it was some witch reference, so I feel like it was in Salem or nearby. Or
was it a witch reference? She wasn't on Sabrina yet.
Oh, that's Sabrina, right. I'm thinking Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina came out.
That's afterwards. Why I said the cat.
I let that one go. I knew where you were going with it. News radio. Ellen. Oh, I thought it was Ellen 2. I was like, she had a sequel? No.
Yeah, she Ellen. Waited for her show's ratings to go in the shitter to come Martin, out of the closet.
Coach.
Wins. I should rewatch Martin.
Sister.
P.U.
Wait, were they actually? Okay, they were.
They are twins, yeah.
It's just distracting me from the fact they both have different last names, but I guess that's because they...
One's probably married now.
Yeah. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Grace Under Fire.
Oh, that show sucked. It was just a ripoff of Roseanne.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful. And they started saying, like, her catchphrase... At least once a season, she'd say dumbass, just because it's like, oh, we can get away with this now.
You can get away with one or whatever.
Yeah, it was El Terrible.
Blossom. A teenage girl living in a house run by men dreams what life would be like if she lived in a more conventional family.
I haven't seen it in a while to judge it. The one thing I did hate about Blossom was the older brother was a recovering drug addict, and every episode he had to bring up that he was a recovering drug addict. It was like if you like half, if he didn't, you'd forget that character like, even had a
you're
story.
Like halfway into injecting heroin. I'm like, we get it. Drugs
we get
are bad.
It. You love, or it'd always be like, I don't even remember 1987. Like, all right, we get it. No one gives a shit. Bring out that hot Joey Lawrence or Matthew Lawrence, whichever Lawrence brother was on it.
Joseph Lawrence. Doogie Howser, living
that was a good show.
Single. The Simpsons shouldn't count. I don't. But whatever.
So like what? We were just on the entire 90s and our peak was during the 90s.
Well, I don't consider it a sitcom though.
A half hour comedy show?
No, I mean I consider a sitcom to be live action.
Yeah, I would go. I would
say.
Because
you can do a lot more absurdity with cartoons.
Hmm.
Hang with Mr. Cooper's the last one.
Not very good. Hang with Mr. No picture available for Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I don't think they're pretty bummed about that. I need to look up Clarissa Explains It All, though. Do you remember there was actually a couple episodes in it, too, where it became Ferguson Explains It All?
Yeah.
And he, like, even took over the opening and he flipped it around and it said Ferguson Explains It All.
It was pretty cool.
When I was a kid, and, like, anyone who's younger listening to this is going to be like, you're crazy. But I'm like, it was amazing.
At least
I was
not like, talking about Crashbox.
I was like, can they do that? Ferguson just took over the show.
Someone called Nickelodeon.
Someone's going to stop him.
And his nicknames would always be like Fergwad or Fergtoad. And it's like, call him Turdferg. It's right there.
Well, I don't use the word, but Ferguson would easily fit into a word that seems to slide out of your vocabulary pretty easily.
Oh, Ferguson? That'd be great.
Or Fadditson.
Clarissa Tells It All should be that one. Clarissa.
Oh, wow. There. I forgot their last name was Darling.
Yeah.
Clarissa Darling, Ferguson Darling.
That would be a brutal name, Ferguson Darling.
Sam Anders, that was it. That was her friend who just showed up every episode and hopped in her window.
Pretty rapey in retrospect.
No, they were friends. It was always just weird.
Didn't they end up in a relationship?
I don't think they did. It was a Nickelodeon show, so it definitely tried to keep things as platonic as possible.
Didn't he end up banging the shit out of her on in the season finale, series finale?
Just like, it ended with Melissa Joan Hart taking off her clothes, and they banged in bed, and you saw the ladder fall over. That was the closing shot. Like, it was like, she takes off her top, you hear them banging, it cuts out to the outside, you can see the house shaking from her pounding her so hard. The wall gets hit enough that the ladder tilts over, falls, crashes into the fence. Credits.
Wasn't the last season called Clarissa Blows Them All? Yes. Hashtag Clarissa Takes It in the Shitter.
Again, another solid 10 years for hashtags.
Another rough last season for an otherwise worthy show like Roseanne.
It came pretty close.
I forgot about this. Roseanne also had a special guest appearance by Jim Varney the last season as an eccentric billionaire.
That just sounds awful. Alright, oh man. This is, I went to quotes. Repeated line. Clarissa Darling. A thunking sound is heard and a ladder appears at Clarissa's window. Hi, Sam. Sam climbs the ladder and the sound of a bluesy guitar strumming a chord is heard.
It was always, like, the sound effect that guy used to make on The Tonight Show anytime Jay Leno did a joke, like, boom.
Quote from the show, Marshall, darling, after Ferguson hit Clarissa's bike as a joke and it disappeared. Well, Ferguson, if it's really gone, you can't get it back. You know what you gotta do. Apologize. No. Apologize sincerely? No. No, Dad, not pay for it.
Oh, that's right. He was, like, notoriously cheap, too.
So is he, like, your spirit animal as a kid? But just without the dedication to studying?
Yeah, exactly. Without the scholastic abilities.
Like, he's so thrifty.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have time for this nerd and his studying, but I like his frugalness.
I like how he really tries to shyster his way out of things.
Something to be said about Xerox and coupons.
It's a lot of other terrible jokes. Whoever said the more things change, the more things stay the same, definitely had the right point of view. That's not a good quote.
It's not even
funny. It's not even insightful either.
Oh, I went to trivia night the other night. Ooh. And the first two rounds were just like trivia. Third round was Winnie the Pooh or philosopher, where they give you like 12 quotes and you have to figure out if they were Winnie the Pooh or a legitimate philosopher. And none of them were about honey. And none of them were from the show. They were all like book, which I guess if the book is almost like a philosophy book.
I mean, yeah, like you could definitely like easily tie it into it, but yeah.
But it's like, never judge a man too harshly. You may be catching him on the hottest day of his life. And it's like, well, it's definitely not from Winnie the Pooh. It's like, Winnie the Pooh! Like,
I just said it's from Winnie the Pooh, just because it's not like...
When did you ever hear him say anything that smart on the cartoon show?
Never, but it doesn't sound like smart enough to be a like philosopher quote. I feel like it would be phrased a lot
more. Could be Kierkegaard.
I just feel like it'd be phrased a lot more eloquently if it was a philosopher's quote. But then again, who am I to judge? Did you bomb out of that round then?
Oh my god, yeah. It was like 12 and I got 3.
Those were like the ones you like had tattooed your arm, so you're just like, man, Socrates. Okay, this one definitely is a way.
And the guy
took the poop, like, damn it!
The guy took it away to grade it and then brought it back over and like really held it in front of our faces and then put it down and walked away. Like, oh, I thought you were taking it with you. That's why you were like presenting it like a trophy. Like, see that? That's a lot of red marks. If you'd have guessed, you'd have done better.
if you had just picked half of them as
Winnie the Pooh. If you'd have flipped a coin, if you'd have picked all of them as Winnie the Pooh, you'd have done better than this.
You had to assume at least some of them were going to be Winnie the Pooh.
We did 50-50. It was just almost always the wrong 50.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Who'd you do it with?
Laura.
Okay. Did you, so I'm guessing you didn't win anything?
No. There was a lot of pretty serious people there.
How'd you do in regular trivia?
We did pretty well on that. It got pretty hard by the end. And a lot of people, I've done like trivia nights maybe like 3 or 4 times in my life. But there's a lot of people that go there every week.
Oh, yeah.
Our team name was Tushy Galores.
Did she know as the
no.
Critic reference?
And I didn't explain it either.
Very good on you.
I'll take credit for it.
Tushy Galores.
It's the name of my fantasy team as well in one of my leagues. The Tushy Galores.
The tushies. Gonna stomp out the tushies this week.
You're about to get galored.
Oh my.
I gotta ask you. I just bought these pants today.
They're pretty short and gay.
Yeah, you really jumped right to the answer. I was gonna say too brown. Or...
I'm like, well, you're sitting down, and I'm getting like mid thigh action. So, I mean, I don't think you could make capris as shorts, but I would definitely have guessed those are what they are. Those are capri shorts meant for a
fat I bought woman. Them at Land's End, which is more of like an old, like middle aged to older people clothing thing. So maybe that's. Their style more, or it's just not made for someone.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of thigh action here.
About a little bit less this time, or
pulls itself down now. It's look, just rock it. That's all I'm gonna ask of you. But it's super fruity.
But what's gonna happen is I'm gonna because summer short weather is just about out. So I'm going to put this away and forget about it, and next year you're going to get to use all, like, your gay jokes all over again.
I'm just going to build them up. I'm just going to be like, is there a foot and a half flood in the house or something?
All the gay jokes I thought I was going to get for the white bottle of Axe gel, I get for this instead.
I'm just like, oh, Mikey, did you borrow one of my pairs of MeUndies? Oh, no, that's a pair of shorts! Quote-unquote shorts.
Boom. I mean, they're definitely short. They're not quote-unquote longs.
No one would be construing that for something else.
Okay, that's what I kind of thought, too. Like,
I mean, it's not as bad as your that Mets shirt you tried to wear one time that was a women's small, but...
No.
No, otherwise I'd have been like, Mikey, do you have some kind of dominatrix who forces you to wear lame clothing?
These are respectable shorts. They look a lot better when I'm standing up. Granted, yeah. Sitting down.
Yeah, sitting down, they do you no favors.
I mean, they're still not super long.
No. Oh, there. Well, all right, when it falls down like that, it's okay. When it was lifted up, I would have mistaken you for a Boy Scout. Well, not like age-wise.
It's like Beavis and Butthead
shorts. I'd have mistaken you for an old man dressed as a Boy Scout, is what I'm saying.
They're like Beavis and Butthead shorts, or Bart Simpson shorts.
Yeah, like shorts, you're like, oh, what's going on here?
Well, they're here to stay, so deal with it.
I mean, I'm not gonna... There comes a day, maybe my laundry's not all clean. I may be taking those shorts for a ride myself.
No, wait a minute. A ride on what?
A ride on the old tushy galore.
A ride on the old baloney pony.
That's what they get. Boosh.
Big fat piece of shit.
don't hate.
Hey!
Hey! Which joke we still haven't explained yet.
I went
to a plastic surgeon's recently. For those of you who don't know, I was at one.
Haven't seen the pictures on Twitter yet.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, at what point in time I was 300 pounds. I lost 120 of that. But because of that, a lot of excess skin, so I was going in for some consultation on that. And I was trying to call them back to find out. They told me, like, yeah, we'll give you a call back, let you know if your insurance covers any of this. I called them back 2 weeks after the consultation. Like, yeah, no, we're still waiting to hear back. We'll give you a call back again when it happens. So I called again 2 weeks after that. So it's been a month since I've been there for the consultation. And a woman picks up on the line. And she has somewhat of an, like, not an attitude, but very much like...
Black, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at now. She's very quickly like, what's your surgery? And, like, that's not what I got the first time I went. And even then, like, yeah, I mean, look, I'm announcing on a podcast. Clearly, it's nothing I'm ashamed of. But it's still a little uncomfortable for someone, like, to just immediately ask what you're getting.
You're at work, too, right?
Yeah. Like, I went to a separate room. And
you're going to have to scream this, sir. How much is my tummy tuck?
No, but you tell her, like, yeah, just tummy tuck. And she just immediately is just like, oh, no, we wouldn't cover that. We never cover that. No, insurance would never cover that. That they don't. They just don't take that. Never, they would never cover it. We probably didn't even send them. We didn't send them the paperwork because we just know. There's no way. They don't cover that. Like, and I accepted that. Like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, I could recognize a very possible scenario out of all this is that they won't cover it. But she just continues to hammer in this point. In just, like, increasingly derogatory ways where it's to the point where it's like, you're a big idiot for thinking this. Like, never. They would have never taken your insurance.
Not in a million years.
I don't know why you think they would. And I finally just get frustrated to the point. I'm just like, stop saying it. Stop saying they won't take my insurance. I get it. They won't take it. Stop saying it. And she just hangs up on me. And I'm just like,
are you sure they won't take
it? Yeah, I'm like, so I call back. I just wanted to be like, what the fuck's going on? She's like, all right, look, you know, what's, you know, you can stop crying on the phone, sir. Right. I'm like, I'm not crying. But then it was like, you know, a joke with me. Like, sniffle. I start calling her from different lines in the office. And I'm just like, you guys take my insurance? Eventually, like, it just comes out like, oh, she's like, oh, are you Rollo T from Channel Awesome? I'm like, I am. You're a big fat piece of shit. Click. Hi! Yeah, I just call her and she just insults me viciously for hanging up.
Admits to knowing you, which took some work.
Stops to give me a moment of false confidence where I'm like, oh, she knows me. I could, you know, I can make something of this. You're a big fat piece of shit. Hi! Click.
And I'm posting all your pictures on Twitter. You know those secret photos the doctor took that you thought were confidential?
The post of you stretching out your man boobs so you can see how much you need to cut off. Click. Stays on just long enough to hear me scream out in anger and then hangs up. I was pretty upset by it. Like, I'm still at the point, I'm like, do I call back now? Like, because it's definitely like, oh, you hung up on me. I'm definitely like, do I call back? I'm a bitter person. So I'm just like, maybe I'm going to teach this doctor lesson. I'm not going to get that surgery at all. I'm just like, I'm eventually going to get it from somebody else, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'm really taking a stand here. I mean, it could have just been one twat in that office. Like, everyone else who works there could be completely awesome. I'm making a stand. I feel like.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you went to that wedding today?
Yeah. I thought you were going to come in with a piece of shit and I gave like, ah!
No. Big fat
no, piece of shit. No, I did. Man, we're like late in the podcast for me to be bringing this up. But yeah, no, I'll tell you. So I had a tumultuous experience at this. So, basically, long story short, I woke up 7 a.m. this morning, went out, got some food, headed out on the road. It's about 2 hours to get there. Wedding starts at 10. So I have plenty of time to get there.
So I stopped at Taco Bell at 8.
I did stop at McDonald's to get something to eat beforehand, but I got on the road around 7:30, which would be enough time to like get there with a little bit of leeway room. And I made some great time on the road. So I actually got to the city at like 9:30-ish. I was out of gas at that point, stopped to grab some gas, and my cell phone was dying, which was my navigation
system. You planned this trip pretty well, sounds like.
Well, I mean, getting gas was just a sense of like, I could just grab that, but I definitely should have gotten a car charger. I mean, I, for some reason, had some hope that you would have owned one, but I forgot that it's Tastic Mikey.
Is there not one in the car?
There is now. I'll tell you that. Cool. Wait. Congratulations.
I'm not reimbursing you either.
Oh, I know. I took it out of the front money. No. So, I get there. Again, I would have plenty enough time. There are apparently no mini marts in that area. Because I would go to a... If I go to the Rite Aid near us, they sell car chargers in there. They sell plenty of chargers. Whole selection. If I go to a gas station, I can get a car charger. I just have them there. I stopped at 3 different gas stations. They don't have any... Like, it's like a closet with a cash register in it. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have anything but candy. So I'm like, this sucks. I'm driving around trying to find one. I'm not actually dressed up yet, by the way, either, because I didn't want to drive 2 hours in, like, long pants and, like, a second layer of a shirt and a tie. Like, I was like, I'll get dressed before the actual wedding. So I'm driving around. I'm like, fuck it. I'll go to the wedding, get there, you know, when they're heading to the reception, then I'll go find a gas station, get something like that. My cell phone charger dies, or my cell phone dies on the road to where I'm supposed to go to the church.
Oof.
So I'm looking for the church, can't find it. I go past it, get stuck in this downtown of the city, wrapping myself Baltimore? Around. Not Baltimore. Oh. It's a city in Maryland. Wrapping myself around, can't find where it is, getting frustrated. I have to, like, go down, like, 6 miles down to the city itself, find a CVS, go inside, buy one charger, doesn't work, go back, return it, get another one, doesn't work. It's about 20 minutes into the ceremony at this point. I'll just have you know.
And to
cut into this, I don't make it to the ceremony whatsoever. Because I then get my phone charged, find out it has the wrong city in it. Because I tried to find the church again on my own. Couldn't find it. I find, because the address is like 4217, you know, whatever the street name is. So I see 4216, 4218. It's got to be around here. I roll down the window to some guy, like, weeding his lawn.
Hi!
I'm like, hi! He's like, hey, you look like a big fat piece of shit. Hi! No, I, like, roll down the window. I'm like, is there a church around here? And he looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. Like, no. And I'm like, you asshole, there's a church around here. Until I look on it, and I'm like, oh, I have the wrong complete city.
How far away was the city?
I don't know. I didn't have time to check. I just put in the address for the next location and went from there. But apparently, there's a similar city right next, like, near it, but not in that, you know, not the same one. It has the exact same, because it's like East-West Highway was the street name. Mm-hmm. And I assumed that would have been a distinct enough name, because all the other directions seemed perfectly fine. Like, I was heading into Baltimore, you know, 695 yeah. South. All that stuff was completely fine. It put me on the wrong city. So I missed that. And it was like a real strong point in time where I was like, oh, do I just drive home out of embarrassment now? Like, can I really be that guy who goes to the reception, but, you know, I
thank God you're not heavy anymore. The guy that just showed up for food.
That was my worry, is like, oh, I'm just going to be judged horribly for that. It was like a long period of time of me just being like, should I just go home and cry and maybe kill myself because I ruined the one moment I had to pay back Frank? It was definitely like a somber.
I'm glad I wasn't in the car.
It was pretty rough. I managed to get over it. Now I can kind of laugh at it. Like, what a goober. You didn't even check the city you were supposedly going to make sure it was right.
Snap your fingers. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it was definitely like, oh, I've got this. I'm making great time too. Who cares?
Did for even a second you think of like just being like, great ceremony, Frank?
No, I actually didn't even get to really talk to him because by the time I got to the reception, and of course,
they were serving dinner, and you're like, I'll catch up with you later.
I'll have the steak, please.
Yeah, my date's coming. Don't worry. Just bring your plate over.
Yeah, bring two.
She wants the same thing I do. Double steak, double potato.
No, by the time I got to, because I got to the reception maybe like 2 minutes after it's, not the reception. It was like an hour between like.
When they do photos and shit.
Yeah. So I got like 2 minutes like past that when that started, but I still had to get dressed. I still had to wrap her the gift for them because I hadn't had time to do that yet. So it was a real shifty job of me in your backseat of your car trying to wrap this. Like,
are you planning trips? Like,
to be fair, some things happened the night before which kind of interfered with a lot of my plans of getting things done.
It's not like you got home and just like Uncle Scrooge dove right into bed and went to sleep.
To a certain extent I did. But no, like, I got that all done. I did make it to the reception. I did get to see him briefly. He was busy with photos and obviously then getting married. And
but now we saw him, so you're wife. Like, okay.
No, but then I had to, you know, I had to leave shortly thereafter, so I didn't really get the chance to talk to him. So actually, if Frank doesn't actually listen to this podcast, he's, you know, not going to know. But it was a moment of, like, just, I'm going to send him a message about it later because I didn't want to, like, bring it up out the way.
Yeah.
Missed your ceremony. I'm really fucking sorry about that. I'm sure he wouldn't. I don't think he's gonna like hurl
the least of his concerns today. Maybe next time he'll see you, he'll bust your nards.
He's like,
you'll have it coming too. You better just.
He just gives me a map that just has a circle on it for like where I got married. I'm just like, I'm sorry. No.
Next time, Frank.
Yeah. Next time. I mean, come on. 80% of marriages, you know.
When it's a dude.
I'm like, well, now I'm just being mean.
Yeah.
Now I'm being smart to him.
Even though you're clearly in the wrong.
Yeah, even though I'm clearly the asshole in this situation.
You're taking it deep.
I'm really burying myself in this.
How was the food?
It was super great.
Yeah, like, I mean,
yeah, it was
I took six plates.
It was vegan food, so I mean, I'm not going to poop on it. Their choice.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't make that the one conversation you had with them. Hey, Frank, thanks for having the food.
The food was good. I'm not pooping on the food.
Thank God I brought chili.
The food is good. I'm just not a big fan of vegan food.
Yeah.
I'm very much like, I need my protein in this food.
Quiet down? It's the father's toast.
My protein. I'm like, fine. I'm just going to put protein in this curry.
How can you hear him over the sounds of my delts shriveling up and dying?
Sounds like a woolly mammoth. Happy wedding, Frank.
This would probably be embarrassing. I'd hate Frank to see me. I'll just take a couple plates home.
Just take a couple plates as I shadily drop my present off in the corner of the pile so it doesn't draw attention to
it. Unwrapped.
I had to wrap it because I didn't get a box for it. I just wrapped it up in the box it came in. I really had to sit there. I'm like, am I the biggest goof? Like, am I just the big embarrassment?
Oh, man. Could you...
I mean, I didn't ask that question. I sat for the
Thank God
time,
you like, didn't I'm... have a date for that, because you imagine if you brought some girl and she were like, you're a goober! A goober!
The entire time.
Smacking you with a goober stick.
I mean, if I had had a significant other, or even just like a hooker who I paid to bring along, at least she would have also had a cell phone. She could have been like, this is not the right city. You're an idiot.
Or maybe she'd have been like, hey, Magellan, why don't you put in the city too, dickhead?
I'm like, why? We're in Maryland, babe. Clearly we're going to the right place.
What's there, like 300 people outside of Baltimore? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm like, it's such a small state. There probably isn't even that many cities. Probably just get from one to the other relatively quickly. You can't.
I told you for Sean Hassenplug's wedding, because she's from Maryland, like somewhere out there in the boonies. I took a girl I went to college with, just like a friend. Mm-hmm. That Victoria chick that stole all this. You always stole her seahorses and
too long of a story for us to share at the podcast.
But yeah, but I like Googled the directions, and the first one's like, because it's out in West Maryland. It's like, oh, this has me going right through Baltimore. Got to be a quicker way than that. And then the other one's just like a straight line almost from Harrisburg to wherever the wedding, at like Emmingsville or something. And I thought, well, duh, that's obviously, without even looking at the time difference. Just so you know, the time difference was an hour and a half with the Baltimore way. The other one was 2 hours and 30 minutes. Because it's all like stop signs, traffic lights. We were super late for that wedding, too. And the whole time, she's like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
Am I
going to be the only Asian person there? So this is going to be... I'm just going to stand out even more?
I felt awful. Like, that I didn't get... I seriously, it was a long point of consideration. Like, do I just go home out of embarrassment? Like, can I even show my face there?
See if he puts in a little jab in the thank you card. Hey, thanks for coming to my wedding, in quotation
yeah.
marks.
No, well, thanks for quote-unquote coming. Yeah, that's where he needs the nail, then.
Big fat piece of shit.
I kind of deserve that one, I guess.
Yeah, all right, that one's fair.
And add me on that one, Frank.
Do time for one last story.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was literally hammering the stop button. Hurry up, yeah.
Super quick, I went to Subway today. And got a...
Because you support child rape?
Well, hey, it's the meatball subs are a dollar now. This meatball sub.
After an entire podcast about this very topic.
No, your scenario was like if I was okay with literally putting money in Jared's pocket.
It might as well be at this point.
No, I guarantee Subway.
Oh, that's what they said before this. How much more poop do you have
We're
now?
Pretty sure he's not boinking children. Thank you.
We're pretty sure that the guacamole man, who we're now pushing as our spokesman, that it doesn't rape children.
But I got the footlong meatball sub. And you know, like, the stupid little abortion meatballs that you hate it when they try and, like, shove two of them together to count that as a meatball for you? That was all that was in this pan. It was a pan, and those were the big chunks. It was all small. It looked like, if I had to guess...
They basically gave you, like, what, meatball soup in a sub?
Yeah. If I had to guess, it looked like it got loaded in the truck with something way too heavy on top of it and just smashed it. And when they saw it, you thought a reasonable person would have been like, you know what, the Subway name's taken a bit of a hit lately with Jared butt-fucking children. Why don't we throw that away, whatever that costs us, $1.50 for the entire bag. But no, they're like, put it out there. And that's what this guy gave me, basically just meatball soup. It was the gushiest thing ever. And I sat there and He wouldn't give me eye contact the entire time.
Because he knew what he was doing.
Because a couple times he's like really like poking around in there. Like, no, there's got to be a legitimate meatball in here somewhere. Oh, I'm sorry, oh, Seth. No.
He's like, I'll give you some chicken instead.
He should have. It was all gook. I was so
upset. It's like you might as well have ordered chili. You might as well have served it to him in a bowl.
I took one bite and it, like, the back of it exploded. Like,
you only get an hour to eat.
Like the septic lunch, tank right? At a butcher's was like.
You only get an hour to eat, right?
Like, so I only get a half hour to eat. I really had to shove it down. So you're like, it takes 10 minutes just to walk to the damn food court.
So you're like shoving this meatball sandwich.
That's yeah, just it's everywhere. And this beard, and it's just.
How did it taste? Scale from 1 to 10.
It tasted all right. It was still mostly.
Did you even get your money's worth? Were there 8 meatballs worth of meat in there?
There were probably 6.5 to 7. Because you think, because when it's not compacted, it's spread out. Yeah, I definitely did.
You got super hosed. And the money went
to. I almost took out my phone and taped it while he was making it. Like, is this guy going to really?
I'm going to put this up on YouTube. Now I'm going to be a sensation.
Now he's wrapping it up in a Subway wrapper. Like, you're proud of that?
Like, you're just like, you know that Charlie bit my finger kid? I'm about to be as huge as he is.
Are you putting a stamp of approval on this?
I'm going to be like that guy who caught photos of that cop choking out that black guy. I'm showing the injustice of our world.
White lives matter. Look what they're doing to white people at Subway.
Subway, hashtag Subway lies.
I just kind of looked at him and he was like, hey, sorry, man, next time I'll get you right. You big fat piece of shit. Ah!